Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take a look at our own 2018 roster of Adam Cincirillo, Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, and Martin Davalos. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
All right, Chad Reed, hey, got a podium. As Brayton just told me, maybe not a coincidence, only the second time all year that we actually had real whoops and there weren't jumpers, and you end up on the box?
Well, both of us, right?
Yeah.
He was competitive all day. And but, yeah, in like although I was only 14th fastest in qualifying, like I generally felt happy and didn't feel like I was swinging for the fences on a setting or anything like that. You know, just felt like I felt racy. Mm-hmm. I always put it that way. And, you know, on text message and with the wife, I was always like, you know, like 14th sucks. I hate seeing my name that far down, especially when you know that, like, that's your that you don't get to have that and get a seventh gate pick. It's 14th. It's a solid 14th. So I think, yeah, like if there's one area that I would like to improve, that's it. But other than that, it was a great night. Like, I generally had fun each and every lap out there, you know. I think that, yeah, like, as a racer and the racer in me, like, I'm, you know, like, you're analyzing your performance, and I think that there was things that I did really well, and there was things that I need to work on. So nothing different on that.
What about that tough block that Eli kicked out in front of you?
Yeah, that was gnarly.
Dude, you kind of clipped it, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I landed right on it, and, yeah, it was just kind of one of those things where it kind of got me a little squirrely, but fortunately it went away from me. But I think he just landed on it. Like, he kind of, like, he jumped a little bit right and then just dragged it right out. So lucky for both of us, really.
So you mentioned qualifying 14th. You mentioned a bad gate pick, but you pulled a start. Where did you start? I didn't see that. And why were you so good at it? Do you know why?
I mean, my starts since I've been on a Suzuki have been awesome. It's really only been these seven races that I've been, you know, average. And I just, you know, like, it's, I see it on the data, what I need to do better. But implementing that in with adrenaline and all those things and is difficult. You know, it's never that easy. So otherwise everybody be hole shutting, right? But
sure.
So I think that just finally executing exactly how you know how to do it, and the last two weren't terrible, but they weren't great either.
The third one, there's a pack of, like, I don't know, eight of you guys, and there was nowhere else to go. It was pretty crazy, pretty intense race.
Yeah, honestly, the only thing that was a little bit disappointing out of the whole day is that last main event. It's just literally the track's brand new, and it's like a heat race for the first 10 laps. It's like, it's just follow the leader, I think, you know. And I made a few passes, but it's you get frustrated because you know you're better than some of the guys around you. And I just kind of, like, you had to bide your time a little bit and let the track come. And then obviously the track started getting challenging. The triple before the finish was really, really important to do. I think AP was – actually, I think AP passed me at one point.
You didn't really do it that much.
Yeah, I did it. I did it more in the last one. Okay. I think the last one I nutted up, and I was doing it in first gear. Seemed like I had to just – once it got ready, I had to just commit to being in first. So once I started doing that, and then I knew that even if I come up a little short, it was faster.
I mean, Amart was doing it.
Amart wasn't doing it.
100% Amart was doing it.
What, in the last one? They probably made the track brand new.
Not in the last one, the second one.
Yeah, we'll have to go watch some video on that.
I watched the whole thing. Anyways, Triple Crown. Where are we at on that? I love them as a fan, but as a thinking about a mechanic, and I talked to some mechanics about it, thinking about it as a rider, dude, these are tough.
Yeah, they're brutal. I mean, like the second and the last one, you know, like when you're sitting there, like the bike is literally burning your legs. It's that hot. Obviously the temp never drops down.
Yeah.
And
just intense for a lot.
I didn't love it. Like, I just my personal opinion, in like, you do that many laps, what are we doing? 17 laps, basically a main event from old school days. I feel like if the only thing I would like, if we're going to keep it a triple crown, I think we should get, I think they should be individual main events. I think we should pay the points. You know, like, you look at a night,
pay
like
the money, pay the points, both of them.
Yeah. I think a night like tonight, you look at Eli, goes 1-1, and I don't know what he got in the last one, and then Cooper gets second overall, and like you, you gain 3 points. And I just, like, you rode your ass off, you took the same risk, and you really weren't that much under what a main event is. And
I'm sure they'll triple the purse. It shouldn't be a problem.
I'm more worried about J-Bone paying me my bonus.
All right, well, hey, Matt. Yeah. All right, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. Good job, and yeah, man, we'll see you next week.
Thank you.